Alleluia. Everything in our Easter Mass today declares, as our Gospel from Mark tells, those who thought Jesus was dead and gone. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. The tomb is empty. Know what this means? It means God's will. To the disciples' earlier questions, will God's will that our sin be taken away happen? Yes, God's will. Will God's will that our death be destroyed happen? Yes, God's will. Will God's will that our life be restored happen? Yes, God's will. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and nothing will ever be the same. God's will transform, heal, and liberate us. This is our Easter Gospel's good news. The good news that we're called to take out into that world. Repeat it after me. God's will. God's will. Will. But here's the thing. There's always a thing. We are not given this morning by Mother Church the last verse of this gospel. It has been omitted. And no wonder. Here it is. I'll share it with you. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. See the problem? Fear silenced the women. Now, they weren't strangers to paralyzing fear. According to Mark, at the crucifixion, these women, Scripture says, looked on from a distance. But hey, at least they looked on from a distance. Peter, who in fear ran off after denying Jesus in Caiaphas's courtyard, just as he'd been warned that he would do, was nowhere in sight. Fear had a stranglehold on them all, and its grip was tight. These days, we look around ourselves, and we see a broken world with broken people, broken policies, and broken promises. We are then constantly bombarded by would-be leaders with the message, be afraid, be very afraid. We can therefore hear the Easter message of the angel, and along with the women in the tomb, be paralyzed by a fear of ridicule, failure, or rejection. We can hear the message of the angel and, like Peter, be paralyzed by a fear of our own hypocrisy, doubts, and distance from God. We can hear the good news of Easter and still be actively assaulted with temptations of division, diversion, discouragement, or deception by the now crushed but still wiggling Garden of Eden serpent. Fear can cause us to circle our wagons, hunker down, and as Scripture says, say nothing to anyone, fearing things will never change, wounds never heal, and sins never be forgiven. Yet, as theologian Mary Luty writes, the empty tomb delivers the fearful good news of reconciliation to every Peter out there who believes things cannot be helped and will never change. That memories and politics and families cannot be healed. That a cowardly screw-up can never again be worthy of love. And that we are doomed to die in our sins as God looks on with righteous satisfaction. Not so, says Easter. Not so. Obviously, the word of Jesus' resurrection got out. Otherwise, we wouldn't be gathered here today. God's will be done. The Holy Spirit busts through our fears and cannot be constrained by them. Something we will witness in the coming Easter season's celebrations. But before we look forward, I want us to look back to one of our Friday Stations of the Cross services. In one version, a version given to us from Jesus' perspective, we heard this as Jesus was placed in the tomb. I had no grave of my own. My body was laid in somebody else's tomb. Was it fitting that I be put in a borrowed tomb? Yes. Even in death, I had no place to call my own here on earth. I didn't own my own burial plot. I was always borrowing things. From the very beginning of my incarnation, I borrowed Mary's womb for my conception. I borrowed a crib in Bethlehem to be born. I borrowed Peter's boat to preach from. I borrowed a donkey to ride on when I came into Jerusalem. I borrowed bread and wine to make my body move and my blood flow through history. I borrowed thorns, wood, and nails to redeem the universe. Why should my burial be any different? I will go on borrowing things until the end of time, until I have borrowed them all and made them all holy. I will also borrow you. You will be my tongue and my throat parched. You will be my hands and feet nailed. You will be my head thorned. You will be my side lanced. You will be my body stripped. You will be my corpse buried. And when the borrowing is over, you will be my brothers and sisters, risen. 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 It is God's will that Jesus borrows you to get the good news of Easter to the world. and then you will know resurrection. God's will. Will you?